Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Waitlist by Rocio Salas-Whalen. Sophie, I have to ask, did you feel like you've been lied to by every diet book you ever picked up?
Hi there, Sam, absolutely. Waitlist is her way of explaining why everything we think about dieting is backwards, and it feels so freeing. She's an endocrinologist, so she looks at biology first, not willpower.
It's wild because every diet tells you it's about calories in, calories out, but she just dismantles that.
Right.
She says our bodies are smart systems that evolved to survive famine. When you slash calories, your body perceives a threat, so it slows your metabolism and pumps out hunger hormones like ghrelin.
So the very thing you're doing to lose weight actually makes your body fight you harder.
Exactly.
That's why extreme diets fail for almost everyone long term.
And she talks about this idea of set point, right? Like your body has a weight range it wants to stay in.
Yes.
The set point is influenced by genetics and long-term habits, not by a week of salad. When you try to force yourself below it, you get metabolic rebellion.
So what's the alternative? Just give up and eat whatever?
No. She says you lower the set point gently by improving metabolic health, not by starving. That means nourishing your body, managing stress, and sleeping well.
Hormones are the big piece for her. She talks about insulin and cortisol.
Insulin is the fat storage hormone. If you eat lots of refined sugar, your cells resist insulin and your pancreas makes more. High insulin locks fat cells, so you can't burn stored fat.
So the fix is stabilizing blood sugar. She suggests eating protein and fiber first, and cutting down on snacking.
Exactly.
Then there's cortisol, the stress hormone. Chronic stress keeps cortisol high, which makes your body store visceral fat around your belly and crave sugary foods.
She treats stress management as non-negotiable, not a nice extra, like morning sunlight, walks, and boundaries between work and rest.
Yeah, because a stressed body prioritizes survival over fat loss, so lowering cortisol is just as important as counting calories.
That makes sense, but she also goes deep into the psychology of eating, this whole good food, bad food thing.
The moral labeling creates a cycle of restriction, craving, and guilt. She pushes for what she calls gentle nutrition, where you add nourishing foods instead of subtracting the bad ones.
So it's not about being perfect. One meal doesn't define you.
Right.
It's the consistent pattern that matters.
She also makes a big case for sleep.
Yes.
Poor sleep messes up ghrelin and leptin, the hormones that control hunger and fullness. It also raises cortisol and impairs insulin sensitivity.
So getting 7 to 9 hours is one of the most powerful tools for weight management.
Even more than a late-night workout, she'd say.
And movement? She challenges the no pain, no gain thing.
She is big on joyful movement. Chronic intense exercise can spike cortisol and backfire. Instead, find movement you enjoy, like dancing or hiking, and strength training is key because muscle burns more calories at rest.
Walking is also underrated. It helps with blood sugar and stress.
Definitely. She calls it a highly underrated tool.
I love her concept of body respect. Not body love, but respect.
It's about listening to your cues, feeding yourself when hungry, resting when tired, and rejecting self-criticism.
Because when you're at war with your body, you trigger stress, which works against you.
Exactly.
Respect signals safety, and that allows your body to relax and function.
She also talks about the environment we live in, like it's not your fault that processed food is everywhere.
Yeah, she calls it an obesogenic environment. She gives practical tips for navigating it, like reading ingredient labels and setting up your home for success.
And she really goes after the diet industry.
Oh, she exposes the cycle of shame and hope that keeps you buying fad diets. She says they're designed to fail because a person who has failed on a diet is a repeat customer.
So the antidote is self-compassion.
Yes. You eat a cookie, you enjoy it, and you move on. No guilt spiral that leads to a binge.
That's so much healthier. So in the end, she doesn't give a rigid plan.
She gives principles. Eat enough protein, prioritize vegetables, manage stress, sleep well, move joyfully, and practice self-compassion. She wants you to become the expert of your own body.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that it's not about shrinking your body, it's about expanding your life.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Weightless is a gentle, wise guide to making peace with your biology and finding freedom. We'll see you in the next one.